1. House call. Steel Dawn, from Vulcan's Ford, out of Sunburst, measured herself against the rolling meadow, her legs stretching and her hooves wrapping the hard-packed trail with each stride. Marissa Van Hoyten clapped her knees tight around the filly's barrel, holding her seat easily on the trim English saddle. Her body flowed with the horse's piston-like movements, seeking that mystic oneness of steed and rider. Grasses and stubble whisked against her knee-boots and jodhpurs, and the musty odor of mown hay and sassafras enveloped her like a mist. The trail wound through the grasses toward the copse of trees at the base of Skunktown Mountain, and Marissa felt the filly's muscles bunch beneath her, anticipating the leap over Runamuck Creek. When Steele jumped, Marissa's heart leapt with her. Small wonder that the ancients had given their horses wings. Her cell phone signaled at the rise of the leap, nearly breaking her concentration, so that she came down hard in the saddle when Steele hit the farther bank. Cell phone calls did not impress Steele, who had more visceral concerns, but Marissa pulled up on the reins. Steele resisted, trying to take the bit in her teeth. "Yes, I'd just as soon keep playing, too." And the call might be nothing more than Harriet summoning her to dinner. Still, she played the reins, guiding her mount up the rising ground at the base of the ridge. Steele, taking the ascent, slowed to a canter, then to a walk. Finally, the filly whickered, shook her head, and bent to take some succulent morsel from the surrounding bushes. Marissa dismounted and walked a few steps to take the kinks out. Her thighs felt like iron bands, her seat like concrete. The penalties of not riding more often. Harriet was right. She spent too much of her life behind a desk.